Hello, everyone. So thanks for being in the Distro's Dev Room today. We're going to go to our next speaker, Fernando Mancera, who's here to talk about how not to break your project when you're working across so many different distributions. So I will go and hand it over to Fernando and take it away.
Okay, so welcome, everyone. My name is Fernando. I work on Red Hat. I'm a senior software engineer at the networking services team. We mainly work on network manager, network management suite in Linux. And yeah, today I'm going to talk about how we do changes without breaking all the distributions that package our project. All right, so network manager is packaged across multiple distributions like Fedora, Ubuntu, Debian. I'm quite sure that you have used it sometime. And that's a bit of a problem sometimes because every distribution has its own kind of users with different requirements, different scope, etc. But it's something great because when you do a project or when you're working a project, you want people to use it. That's the whole point about it. And the good thing is that Network Manager is better used. The bad thing is that we need to be really, really careful keeping compatibility. Well, when you use a project, you don't want it to break when you update. That's a main point. And also, the distribution decide to use your project. The users adopt it. So please try to do not break them because they are going to drop your project for another one and with good reasons behind it. So let's go to the key point. So there are three main challenges when working on a very big project. And the first one is that there are a lot of different systems, different users, different environments. Believe me, I have seen everything. I have seen really weird scripts, really weird network setups that I didn't know why they exist, but they do. And they need to be supported because there is sometimes critical infrastructure relying on that thing. And well, also you can guess that as Network Manager is packaged across multiple distributions. Also, this distribution, I said that they have different groups of users, but they also have different tool sets. They also have different workflow, different organization. Everything is completely different between some of them. And they also have a different scope. Some distributions are meant to be for enterprise Linux, others for mobile, others for desktop, etc., etc., etc. There are a lot of them, very specific use, and we need to try to support all of them, or at least as much as we can. So that's the main challenge that we have on hand. Then, releasing and versioning, it's something really hard. And I know that there are some distributions that only release once per year, or per 2 years, or maybe each 6 months, or even some of them do not release. It's a rolling release, so it's a constant update. So when you have a project, and you are versioning your project, and you are branching out, you need to understand for how long do you need